Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together.
Welcome to the Reading Under the Covers and
the What to Read Next podcast.
Today we are bringing you guys a collaboration episode, and we're going to be talking all about book signings because there's a couple of big book signings coming up and obviously more later in the year. Laura just went to a book signing recently. I have gone to a ton of book signings in the past. It's been a few years. We thought we would bring you some good tips, you know, on how to attend a book signing, things to consider, how to have some budget-friendly ideas on how to attend a book signing. So first things first, Laura, let's talk about your most recent experience.
So I attended Sweetgrass in Charleston. I actually bought the ticket. I bought a couple tickets. I've been one of those people who seriously buys tickets to book signings that do not attend because they're intimidating. So that's why we're going to talk about why they're intimidating to me and like how you can approach it. But I bought the ticket to Charleston, Sweetgrass, Black Friday 2022, and did not expect that I was going to go. And I attended, and it became a really large book signing. So it's actually one of those book signings where it looked like really cool, and then it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing until what we experienced in March 2024.
I think that those are kind of fun because, you know, you think you're going to something very intimate, but then you end up and getting tickets is going to be like something we talk about after, because that is a whole thing in itself. But I think it's fun when it's a more low key. And then all of a sudden you end up going to something that is like you end up seeing a lot of authors that you really love, which is basically what happened, right?
Yeah, it was like at the beginning, I thought I wanted to go to a signing because Kate Canterbury, who doesn't do a lot of signings, was going to be there. And I was like, I want to meet Kate Canterbury. I love her books. And Nikki Sloan. And then every month they were adding new authors like Elsie Silver, Lauren Asher, Eternal Embers, like all these like people who were actually well known in the industry. They were adding into the actual signing. And I was like, oh, this is exciting. It's going to be like really great, big bang for your money. Because the whole point of the signing is not just you're going to see one author, it's going to see multiple authors.
Right.
And you're going to have an opportunity to meet other creators, other readers, and you're going to have an opportunity to fangirl about it.
Yeah.
And so I was excited for it. At the same time, I was intimidated.
So what did you find most intimidating when deciding on attending a book signing, basically? So
I am not a book collector, and I think that's the biggest part of it. I've always been a Kindle reader, especially with romance. I've been indie romance. I've been a KU reader. Or I'll buy the book at $2.99, $1.99, but I never bought the actual physical books. So, and I do not have a physical book collection. I lost my physical book collection a couple years ago due to some pest issues. And so I don't have it. And so I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to go and talk to authors if I don't have anything to sign?
Yeah.
And so it was pretty intimidating. They're like, okay, what am I going to go for? Like, what's the purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not a book collector, it's kind of like a little different. And so I think you'll have opportunities to share how creative ways you can actually do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, a few years ago, I had done a video, which is still available on our YouTube. I'll leave it linked down below. But we're going to talk about that later on in this episode. I'm going to give you guys some ideas because honestly, I've done the dragging a bunch of books around with me at book signings. And I feel like at the end of the day, it's just as good when I've seen so many creative things. Like, people are so creative at these book signings. And so we're going to talk a little bit about those later on. So definitely, if that is something that you're intimidated in kind of like stops you from going to a book signing, you're going to have some ideas and you're not going to be the only one. Like, don't feel like, oh, I'm going to take up some of these ideas and I'm going to be the only one doing that. A lot of people have books around, but there are a lot of people also with some really cool and creative things, and you don't have to spend a lot of money, have a ton of books, or, I mean, sometimes it's just the hassle, right? Like, just lugging all these books around, it is so much work. And like, you know, there's a lot of these conventions now, or a lot of these signings, they also have rules, regulations on how you can move those books around, because obviously fire codes, and you can't be blocking the, like, the area where people are supposed to be walking and stuff. So yeah, I'll also try and find some book carts that you guys can look through if you do want to carry books around. And one of my recommendations, if you are doing books, is have them, like, prepare them ahead of time. And what I used to do is I would take post-it notes, I would write my name on it. So that's something that the author's assistant doesn't have to do. It kind of like speeds up the process, and put it already like on the page where, you know, like that main page where it's going to be the signature, and kind of like have it sticking out just a little bit. So like, you'll literally like open right up to it. It has already what you're, what spelling, or if you want it to be signature only, write signature only on it. And that way it's like prepared. So like, you go with your stack, you give it to the author, and like, they just start going as they're talking to you. So there's less conversation on what they need to do with your books and more FaceTime and talking to them. So that's one tip that I would suggest that you do, is prepare your books. And then obviously, if you are using one of these carts, also prepare them, kind of like look at the map and plan out your route and put the books in that order inside of the cart, so that you're not going to a table and it's like the last book at the bottom of the pile. Those things, I think, you know, would make your life easier.
Yeah, like, I've saw a lot of different people with like different book carts and like plastic bags and like roadmaps and all these different things. So I think it's really useful to be organized, because if you're not organized, then you're gonna be stuck in a line, and you're gonna be full of the line, and you're gonna not only it's gonna take time away from you and the author, it's gonna take time away from other people. So you're being an asshole.
Yeah, 100%.
So
yeah, everybody's there because they want to see everybody. So you know, be conscious of other people.
But I want to say something. I went with a friend, and I think in some ways, if you're going for the vibes only, I think it's awesome to go with a friend who may have like a plan and have an idea and want to go too. I think it's a really good opportunity. Yes. If you're one of the person who said that you want to meet all these authors and you want to get a bunch of signatures, it might be more helpful just to go by yourself and just have the opportunity to have the freedom to go to the ones you want to go to and to spend time in different lines and stuff like that. So there's a plus and benefit. Who do you want to go with? I went for the vibes, and my friend would joke around with the authors, because we both have met a lot of these authors in our platform, and just like, Laura's here for the vibes. And I was like, yeah. I went for an experience. I wanted to see what a book signing looks like, what an opportunity would do, just to see some of the people, give hugs to people that I've known for years, and same time get to know potential new people. And that's, you know, sometimes you have to look at what your motivation is.
And actually, I feel like the people aspect should be part of your motivation. Like, if you're just going because you just want to go around the room and collect signatures from the authors, well, I mean, obviously we love our authors and that is great, but I think you should be always thinking of the connections. And maybe the connections for you are meeting other book people that you've met online. But like, so my experience was always that I was very lucky that I always went with a large group of people that I already knew from the internet. Usually, like, there were a couple of local book signings when I was in New York, and we would do them with like our local book club, which was a romance book club. And we would go, and it was like maybe 15 or 20 of us, you know? So that always made things much more fun. So there's been very few signings where I've only gone with one person. I mean, that's happened, but definitely I think the element of the connection with other people is what's going to make a book signing fun, you know? Yeah. So if you don't know a lot of people, Talk to people when you're there. Talk to people. Like, in fact, so there's a good friend of mine, and she went to a signing in Ohio. It was the Laurie Foster Reader Get Together. And she ended up going all by herself. She didn't know anybody. Like, she was just a reader. She saw that she was having this event, it's near her, and she just bought a ticket. And she got there, and I had gone there with my romance book club from New York. And so there was a whole bunch of us, and she just kind of came in, and now she's gone to all these events whenever we would go. She was just part of the group. So, like, just meet people, talk to people. Don't be intimidated by that. Like, when you're sitting in a line and you're there by yourself, talk to the people in front and behind. Like, obviously, you guys have something in common. You're in the line for the same author. So, you have something to talk about. What's your favorite book by this author? Did you read the latest one? Or, what about the hero in this book? Like, there's things that you can talk about. So, like, definitely make those connections. You can actually maybe have a, even if you went by yourself, you can have a group of people even at that signing, or you can do things at a future signing together. So I think that the connections and the vibes and the experiences you're going to have, meeting people maybe that you've known online for years and like actually connecting in person and establishing those deeper connections. I think that's my favorite aspect of going to book signings. I think after going to so many, now I'm more of a, I would rather take those friends that I already made and maybe have like a reading retreat, like go somewhere and just have a nice vacation and just read and just hang out, but I definitely see the appeal of having those experiences. So I think in those terms, whether you have that group of friends right now or not. And also another tip for that is a great place to make those connections before the event if you're going alone. A lot of these events have Facebook groups. So go on there and talk to people. Like, if you make a post in those groups and you're like, I'm going by myself, whatever, these are the authors I'm excited to see. Usually there's going to be somebody that kind of like takes you under their wing. So don't be scared, just like talk to people.
And the other thing I can tell you, because we live in a place where we have a lot of internet friends, we have people who are like have similar interests, who might follow us on Instagram, stuff like that. One thing I did was that I posted on my Instagram, hey, I'm going, anyone who's going to Sweetgrass, let me know. I'm going, would like to connect with. And funny enough, I was able to connect with people that I've met in 2020, in the pandemic years when it was like, oh my gosh, we have nothing to do. And so it was so lovely to see people from California that I was like, I know you. I love you. I am so glad to meet you in person. And so you can even connect with your own followers or internet friends that you may be in touch or may not be in touch. And so give them a hug or give them like an opportunity to be like, okay, who you're excited to see, and get the tea of like, oh my gosh, I want to see this person, or you should see this other person. It was like a lovely experience. So there's multiple ways for you to connect with people. If you're an introvert, it's a hard day because it takes a lot of energy. But just know that you can take care of yourself afterwards. But once you're there, you can actually, have opportunities to connect with other bookish people.
And I think just plan for that, right? So you know yourself and your personality and what your needs are. So keep that in mind. Maybe for you, it needs to be something where you're not always on and like participating on everything, and you don't have to participate on everything. So just kind of like do what feels best for you at the end of the day.
All right, let's talk about tickets and how
Yes.
to buy
Oh my
them.
God.
Because right now, because I have to say, tickets before 2019 were very different than 2022 tickets now. They're a beast of itself. It feels like everything's
All
sold
these
out. So it's
in
like, what are
seconds.
you supposed to do in seconds? What are you supposed to do? So let's talk about your experience with ticketing, and then I'll talk about my experience now with ticketing. Because I've bought tickets for other events. I may go, I may not go, I may sell them, I may not sell them, you never know.
Which is what I used to do, right? So, like, even before 2020, that was still the case for certain events. So it really depended, but a lot of events were like that. And you had to like literally put a reminder on your calendar that the tickets were going on sale at this time and like put it for like 15 minutes before and like just sit there with the it felt like Ticketmaster, like trying to like score Taylor Swift tickets or something. Like, what is happening? One thing that I will recommend is if you are going with a friend or you do have somebody that can help you out on the day that the tickets go on sale, what we would do is I had a friend and we would kind of make an agreement that we would both try to get the tickets and we would both be looking to purchase two tickets, and whichever one got them first would send the other a text message, hey, I got them. So if the other one was halfway through the transaction or was having trouble, we had kind of like a backup. And it only happened once. Time where we ended up with both of us getting the tickets, and they were very easy to resell after. So that might be a way for you to get the tickets. I would just end up buying tickets even if I wasn't sure, because then also they sell them to you so far in advance that there is really no way for you to like plan out your schedule. So like, yeah, you can put it on your calendar, but you don't know, like maybe your family member is getting married. Like you don't know what's happening because it's so far in advance. So I would suggest, just if you can, is to have the tickets, kind of like what you were doing. And then you can always resell them. They're usually very easy to resell. I've done that. So yeah, that was my experience. I don't actually have tips for that. I think that I was lucky enough that the really hard tickets to get, I would always get a link to buy them before they went on sale. So I don't really have too many tips on that. So I'm going to leave that all up to you.
All right. So there's a couple of things you might want to look. If you're looking at some of the bigger events, look at the organizers to see what events they're having. So the Sweet Bell, Southern Bell groups, which is what they did Sweetgrass, and they have Rain in Seattle, they already announced their 2025 dates, and they already mostly are sold out. So it's Orlando and I don't know where they're going, but they start announcing their 2026 dates of where are they going with the dates. And so you can actually start planning and start following them online. Same goes with the Wild and Wendy group. They have the Las Vegas, they have Chicago, and then I have Phoenix. And so I would say follow those different organizers and to see which ones are doing things. A good place to know which authors are going that actually I found was Valentine PR has a website, has a link of all the different signings that are happening and which authors are going. So if you're looking for one place, there are other places that have like the different signing lists. But if you're looking for one place to know like who's going where, you can do this. If you want to travel internationally, there's Rare actually, which is in Europe. There's Paris, Edinburgh, like they have different dates. And I feel like the Rare ones are not as popular because it's international travel, but it might be like a fun trip to go to Europe.
Right.
It's like, I'm sorry, I live the vibes. So I would say look for like some of the organizers and start following them and start following when the tickets go on sale.
Yeah.
So be aware of like, if you want to go to internationally, you check the Rare links, or if you want to go to some West Coast, check some of the West Coast places, or try to check where you are. The other benefit is to look at smaller intimate signings, like smaller like signings that are, they may not have the big name authors, but they might have like one or two authors that you might be interested in. You get to know other places. There are some niche signings like monster romance, paranormal. Like, so if you like that genre, look for signings within the genre. And you might find them through Facebook groups and people talking about them. So there's a romantic signing in Orlando, like in a few months. And I did not know because you just like, I found out like through a Facebook group. So just be aware, like people will mention, hey, is anyone going to the signing? You're like, oh, I did not know. And where can I buy tickets?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fun. I think that's always the more intimate signings. Also, if you are more of an introvert person, those are super easy to handle. The lines are less overwhelming, whether it's lines to get in, author lines. And I feel like even for the authors, because there's less stress, because there's less people, they're able to give you a more, I don't know, I feel like they dedicate a little bit more to you. So I feel like if you're really wanting a good one-on-one experience with an author, if you can catch that author at a smaller signing, you have a much, much better opportunity to like sit and talk. When it's a big signing, like an Apollycon type signing, you can't expect them to sit with you for like 5 minutes chatting about your favorite character. So definitely that could be something to keep in mind if that's the kind of experience that you want to have.
Yeah, and one thing I want to share is I've noticed a lot of Barnes and Nobles are getting into the romance space, and they're doing like spicy Saturdays or book signings. So check your local Barnes and Noble, because they're actually bringing a lot of like name brand quote unquote authors into these like small signings that are free. You do not have to pay. You can bring your books. You can talk to the people, and you know, and it's like. So I would check if you want a local, like check your local Barnes and Noble to see if they have them, or your nearby town or a couple hours town. That's another opportunity to get some signings done.
I think that's a great idea because the actual bookstore signings are excellent. And usually you actually get to hear the author talk about their book. So depending obviously on how big the signing is, but there's usually a nice it's a nice experience. It's a nice vibe if it's an author that you're interested. So yeah, have a little bit of a pulse on what's going on with your local community or like whatever is your driving distance. But in what you said about the international, I think that that can kind of apply to any signing where you have to travel. You can just plan that out as a trip as well. You don't have to do a huge trip, but like if you can take a couple of days, either the day before, day after, or whatever, and make it where you're also exploring where you're at, I think that's also a fun way to get more out of that trip instead of just, you know, landing at the hotel, going to the signing and leaving.
I went to Charleston. I took a like a PTO, a couple of days of PTO. I hung out with my friend Kelly, who as a podcaster and an author, she's the one who convinced me to go to that. And we made it a fun weekend. We went to get some seafood. We got like so we hung out, watched movies. We had like a great girls' trip. We read. We talked about books. It was like our own version of read and retreat. And then we did the book signing. And there's a hockey game right after that. It was in the same area, so we went to see a hockey game because you know hockey
Of
romance.
course.
And so it was like a lovely time. And then one of the things that I did was because I was like, I am a hotel person with Sarah and Airbnb, was like, no, I need to stay in a hotel. Like I so I went to proper because the signing was in Northern Charleston. So I went to downtown Charleston. I stayed in a nice hotel and I just like go went sightseeing and enjoy Charleston. We're gonna redo the trip next year. She has a signing, but I'm actually gonna help her. And it's in Charleston. And I'm like, I'm just looking forward to the idea of like is the signing is just part of the experience, but it's not the whole experience.
I think that's important. Have like make your experience because also like it can get expensive, right? If you're traveling, depending where you're going. So like try to get the most you can for your money and it'll make it seem like a more fulfilling experience, let's just say. And it's going to be great memories. Like some of my favorite memories of book signings is actually my experiences with my friends, more so than the experiences with the authors. And I have met pretty much all of my favorite authors. And I can still say that that is the case. It's the experiences. It's the, you know, like you were saying, like the sitting up sometimes that we're, you know, sharing a room or something and like we're sitting up till midnight, like talking about books and stuff. So, like, those things are memorable. So, I think like put value in those and focus on those and trying to get those experiences.
So, what else do we need to talk about signings?
Well, we
Like,
definitely need to talk about some budget ways for you not to think that
yes.
you need to bring with you 100 books in order for, because
Please
like
do not.
sometimes you may, like you said, you may be bringing a couple of books, but you want to say you're bringing 5 books, but you want to see 20 authors because you've read all their books and you love them, right? So like you don't have to buy a book to go up to an author, first of all. Period. Like you don't even have to bring something to sign. Like it's totally okay for you to get in a line just because you want to get a picture and just talk to them for like a couple of seconds. So first, that is a total valid thing that you could be doing. So just know that. Don't feel bad about it. They are there because they want to meet their fans. So period. You know, so obviously they already know that you've been reading their books, you love their books, maybe you talk about their books online, like they want to hear that, they want to talk to you, they want to see you. And also, I guess I should also warn people, authors sometimes, like even your most favorite authors, their personalities, you have to understand they're human. And some of them may have a certain personality online, and then maybe they have a different personality when you're like talking to them. And sometimes that doesn't mean that they're not the type of person you thought they were. Sometimes they're also, you know, tired. There's a lot of people. It's overwhelming. So like keep all of that in mind and, you know, don't don't be too judgy, but also like don't be too disappointed if you're not getting the experience that you thought you were going to get with a certain author, because that happens often. So I just wanted people to be prepared for that.
And I have to tell you, I've interviewed quite a few authors, and authors that I love. Sometimes it can be very intimidating for the author to hear so much praise from you. So sometimes you have to be like, you know, I love your book, or I want to get to know how are you doing, because it's overwhelming to take praise. Like sometimes we're our biggest critic, and so when we hear praise, and be like, what am I supposed to do with it? Like, how am I supposed to reply back?
Yeah.
So if they had that experience, don't take it personally. It's just, it's hard to take praise. And I've had that experience so many times. It's like, okay, I don't take it personally. You know, it's just hard.
Yeah. I mean, they're human, you know, we all have our quirks. We all have our personality. We all have things that we do better at than others. And they are too, you know, so keep that in mind. Okay. Yeah. So in terms of what can you bring to a book signing that is not a book? So there, you could do things. Think of like, if you have a bookshelf or something, like think of something that you can put on your bookshelf. So a lot of times I've seen people do like kind of like a poster board that you can just roll and kind of, you can bring it with you on like a hard tube so it doesn't get damaged, and just have that. And maybe you can even bring your own like different color markers or Sharpies and give those to the author if you want, and have them just like sign all around it. And you can frame that and put it on your bookshelf. And that is super cheap. It's just like, you know, less than a dollar and you're good to go. You can also, I've seen a lot of people do this, but do a scrapbook for the signing, or you can just have a whole scrapbook for all the authors you've met. And a lot of times what I've seen people do is they'll have, you know, like the scrapbooking cards, and they'll have the signature on that, so that that way they can put the collage together when they get home with the photo, with the signature card, and maybe they put like the book covers or whatever they do. So that could be, if you're more of a crafty person, that could be something that you can do. Also, you can just have a tote bag. So maybe a bookish tote bag. Some events have their own like branded logo for the event. And you can just purchase one of those and just have the author sign all around the tote bag. And that could be like your bag that you use to like carry your books in, or, you know, go to the library or whatever. If you are a book journaling person, you can, if you're a book journaling on paper kind of person, you can bring your book journal or your reading journal with you and just dedicate a few pages to author signatures. And that kind of becomes part of the record of that reading journal. And it's very easy to carry that notebook around. They can just sign wherever they want in that notebook, and you can use as many pages as you want for the event. That's one way. And if you are digital bullet journaling, you can also think of having them sign your digital bullet journal. If you're using an app like GoodNotes, for example, that would be very simple to do. So you just need to have your iPad and your Apple Pencil or whatever, or, you know, whichever tablet and stylus you're using. That might be an easy way for you to do that. You can also use something like, you can have them sign on an individual file in Procreate, for example, or some other type of like drawing app. And you can just have a new file for every author, and then that just becomes kind of like a PNG that you can like insert it wherever you want to use for like your digital reading journal, and you just have that image saved. Those can be maybe some more cost-effective things. Like, think of things that you can carry with you, and it's a one thing where all the authors sign. Obviously, that's going to be different than having one individual book. But again, that takes space, that takes money, and that takes work to carry and lug all that around. Think of what would bring you joy to look at. Because at the end of the day, I don't even remember how many hundreds of books I have signed. I don't look at them. Actually, I just recently moved, and what I ended up doing as I was packing the books is I have a catalog. I ended up taking pictures of all of that because, like, I wanted to, once in a while, I can look at what an author wrote in one. So I feel what's going to fulfill you. So if it's something that you can put on your nightstand, put on your bookshelf, a bag that you can use all the time, because that's what's going to bring you back those memories. That's the important part, right? So it's to bring back those memories. So think of those things. So again, a tote bag, a t-shirt, some kind of a big poster board, or a, you know, just a piece of paper. Just when you're doing things that are paper, you have to just make sure that you have a way to he keep it in a way that's not going to get damaged. That's why I'm saying you can, if you can roll it into a tube, it's not going to get damaged. And I would say even you would walk around with that tube so that as you're standing in lines and maybe people bump into you, it's not going to get damaged. So yeah, those would be my top recommendations for that.
And if you have a big book collection, just bring book plates. That's really what it
Yeah.
comes down to, right? Just,
You
or even if
can
you're
do book
planning to
plates.
buy books, just get some book plates.
Yep.
You can
Yeah.
get clear label. You can get this on Amazon. We'll put them on the show notes.
Yeah.
You can clear label. You can just write. They can write down their stuff, and you can have those book plates, your signatures, if you're
Yeah.
collecting.
Yeah. Yeah. I would only encourage you to test out pens so that they don't smudge, especially if you're going with the clear ones instead of like the, paper feel ones. So that, because a lot of times authors will have like their own stuff that they're using and that may smudge. So that's happened to me before too. So just make sure that you're prepared.
And we got to talk about pre-orders and buying special editions, because a lot of
Yes.
times authors are, especially now, the special edition market is a it's its own market. And so how to find out special editions or pre-orders? I would say, like, the first things first, check the Facebook group, because the authors will make a list, will make a Google form or an or like a shopping cart where you can do this. The other place you can do this is joining their newsletter. So those authors, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see you,
Yeah.
because they'll make a notice in their email newsletter saying, hey, I have pre-orders open for so and so signing, and they may have special editions. You may be able They may have a limited stock of special editions left over in the signing, but it's a first come, first serve.
Yeah.
And for really popular authors like Elsie Silver, H.G. Carlton, like, let's talk about the really popular ones. You're not going to be able to find them unless you do a
Yeah.
special, you do a pre-order.
Yeah.
But for some others, you might be able to do this. I came out of the signing with three special editions, which I love. I was like, oh, this is great. So I would say, like, special editions, you want to try to be mindful, have a preparation. Don't go wild at the same time with special editions, because you have to carry them. But that's what a book cart comes in. But if you have other books to do, it's a lot of books. So
Yeah.
be mindful, and you have to, and if you're traveling, you have to be mindful of how I'm going to carry them, like, going
Right.
back to
Right.
home.
Well, and actually, if you end up buying a ton of stuff, which, you might, you can always, usually these things are happening at a hotel. So the hotel, a lot of times, will have a shipping center. So you can always ship them home. So just make sure you're packaging them well and just ship them back home. That's going to be actually your best bet if you think you're going to be like close to your limit. It's going to end up being cheaper to send something ground back to your house. Okay, so in terms of tips for also going back to getting the tickets, one tip that I would say is if you join the Facebook group, you can always look for who's reselling, because we were talking about if we buy them, we would resell them if we can't make it because it's so far in advance. That happens to a lot of people. So life happens. You can always try to find last minute tickets. Even if it's super last minute, people are still trying to sell them.
Yeah, don't try to buy them at hijack prices. Like, that's one area where you should not buy hijack prices. Check with the organizers
Yeah.
to see if they're legit resellers, like, to do that. That's the organizers have a reselling process. Chances are, for the big ones, they have a reselling process of
Yeah.
how to sell them. So don't try to, like, they're like, oh, it's $500. And you're like, let me
No, no,
ask
no.
for you.
You're wanting to pay something that is the whatever the cost was, and that person just needs to recoup that money. That's it. And a lot of times in the groups, there will be a thread where they're talking about that. So, yeah, check with that. Check with the organizers. They may refer you to a different place where those are happening. So, that for sure would be a way you can get tickets after the madness that they sell out. And also, when it comes to the actual event, I would say there are some things that you should keep in mind. For example, schedule and timing. A lot of times they'll say something is starting at a particular time, say that there's panels that you want to go to or something. You always want to make sure you're there earlier. Like, don't look at those times and be like, oh, I need to be there at that time or 10 minutes before. You need to be standing in lines. If it's a bigger conference, I guess, you need to be standing in line so that you can get in, because a lot of times there's also limits. Like, think if there's 1,000 people at an event and there's a panel with like five super popular authors, but the room is only going to hold, I don't know, 300 people. You're not all getting in. So keep in mind timing. And if there's something that you really, really want to do or somebody you really, really want to see, you need to make sure that you're there early for that. Also, for actual registration and things like that, you want to make sure that you're there sort of early. A lot of times, you know, things happen, things may not be as organized. All signings are different. So, you know, some people are a little more organized than others. So you want to make sure you're there early, that you're maximizing all the things that you can get out of the book signing. Nothing's running out. You're getting all your goodies, that kind of stuff. And I guess one last thing when it comes to the standing in line parts is the fact that, yes, you will be standing for hours when you're going through the actual parts of the book signing. So you want to make sure that you're wearing comfortable shoes, you're wearing comfortable clothes. Even if you're at a hotel, you know, in that kind of environment with that many people, maybe you're going to get hot. Think about wearing things where you have maybe a few layers or something where you're going to just be comfortable. And also think of hydration as you're going to be doing all of this. Make sure that you have something with you to keep you hydrated during that time. Definitely the standing is something that you want to accommodate in whatever way works for you. And then also ticketed authors. I'm going to let you talk a little bit about the ticketed authors. I've done that for a couple of signings. But when you're looking at names on like the banners for a signing, just know that whatever are the big names on that signing is not going to be guaranteed that you're going to see them, because then most likely they will be ticketed authors.
Yeah. So you want to check on your event information, how to handle ticketed authors, because every event has their own nuances and new ways of doing it. It does not guarantee that you're going to see the ticket author. If you want to see the ticket author, I would say go as early as possible to be there first in your line, so you can actually be the person who can go to. It really comes down to, it feels like Hunger Games. It is like Hunger Games. You know, if you're coming in like half an hour early before the registration, chances are you're not going to see a ticketed author. Or you may see one, you may not see like 5 or 10 or 20. Yeah. It's just the wristband. They might have wristbands, they might have calling numbers, they might have a system in place. Be on the lookout, connect with like how the author, how they do it, if they have a QR code, if they have a website, if they're listening, if they're making announcements over phone, over the speakers, check how they're letting you know when you can see the ticket author. But if you want to see one author for sure, just make sure you make the time for it and you just go first for that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, don't expect that you're going to see every single one of the ticketed authors. If you think like, oh, there's 10 ticketed authors, I love all of them. Unless you do nothing else. And even if you do nothing else, I don't know that you would be able to do 10. Just because of how the system works. So definitely, again, some places are more organized than others. Some will guarantee you a little bit more. Also, some authors, depending how many people they know are in their ticketed line, they may have certain regulations. Like, they may tell you that they will only sign one book and then stamp the others. Or they may tell you that they are not doing pictures, you know? So like, it really depends. And definitely, I suggest that is something that you do before the event. You have your plan, you know what the event is expecting, and kind of keep an eye on it, because they're not going to tell you on the ticket sale date who are the ticketed authors. That's going to come later on. So you want to make sure that you're watching for that on their social medias or whatever. And then once you know who are the ticketed authors, you want to make sure that you're signing up for those lines, because usually there's going to be some kind of a registration process for that. And sometimes that you're able to do that at the registration table, but not always. All of that is the pre-planning for the event. And also, if you do pre-orders from the authors, from those ticketed authors as well, a lot of times you can just go up to the table and talk to the assistant and they'll give you your pre-orders. So you don't have to necessarily get a ticket to get your books. So that might be, maybe that's the way that you're able to get your book signed. So,
and some of the authors pre-sign their books, so you have them signed. They may not have personalized, but you have a signed book, or you have a signed special edition, or you have a special edition. So it is totally fine. Again, the vibes, just go for the vibes.
Go for the vibes. Yeah, I feel like if that's your main goal, you're going to be more satisfied than going for a book collection situation.
Yeah.
So I think that we've covered pretty much all of the things. So you know what you need to do, what to expect while you're there. Just expect chaos and madness, because just remember, everybody's there because they're super excited to see all these authors. So just know that it's going to be chaos and madness, and there's going to be people running from one author to the other because they're like, oh my God, be prepared for that. And if you have some issues with that, like, know what are your limitations and know maybe how you need to cope with that. And that might be taking breaks, and maybe that might be like you're just doing the time of the signing and then you're just going back to your room. So just know how to prepare yourself for that, but expect chaos. It is chaos. So
it is chaos. I would say, like, honestly, just take it from what you were. Set them like a small intention, and just like, if you're going for the vibes, go for the vibe. If you only want to see one author, you only see one author. Keep it really simple and just be surprised at how they unfold. But be flexible, be nimble about it. Like, you cannot be like, it has to be a certain way. You cannot overschedule this. You can just go like, I have an idea. Well, let's just make it, let's see if it works out.
Yeah. And actually, I think the overscheduling part is important, just because there's all these fun things that you can see and all these fun authors, and maybe there's some fun panels or whatever. You cannot do everything. So I would say under schedule, and then you're going to be satisfied. A little bit of pre-planning and organization, though, will help you and will go a long way. So definitely have that in place and just have fun with people. If you're not going with a group, just talk to people. Just, you know, mingle, connect, share contact information. You never know. I mean, maybe you meet somebody online and you guys go have dinner together or something. So just like be very open and flexible to that. I think that's what's going to make it a good experience.
Yes, indeed. So,
all right. Well, I hope that you guys got some good information and good tips in this episode. If you have any questions about book signings or something that we didn't cover, you can always reach out to either one of us, and we'll be more than happy to chat and discuss.
Yes, indeed. So thank you so much for listening.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow both of our podcasts, the Reading Under the Covers podcast and
the Watch Read Next podcast.
And you can find us on Instagram as well. We are at UTC Book Blog and on underthecoversbookblog.com. And Laura?
I'm on Instagram and Watch Read Next Pod. And you can check my blog, watchreadnextblog.com.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. And we'll see you again in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.